Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dine on Life Talk Radio Show. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, and we are still celebrating Women this month. Today's show is focusing on the progression of women. Yes, we are in 2016, in which women are afforded many equal rights as their counterparts, but today we are going to take the time to acknowledge and embrace our history. And by doing so, we hope that we not only educate our wonderful listeners and supporters, but also gain an appreciation of women all together.
Absolutely.
So also, we are excited about our special guest today. She is a womanpreneur, as we spoke about last week, and her name is Tamika Cobb. This talented woman is the owner of Sweet Teas, Desserts, and Catering, and you will get to know her and her extremely mouth-watering desserts.
Oh, yes, I know I'm excited. I have a thing for dessert. Okay, now, we all know that I subscribe to entrepreneur.com mainly because their articles and content are inspiring and they're informational. So one of my favorite articles, and is written by Carolyn Sun, is titled 10 Inspirational Quotes from Women Business Leaders. It is exactly that. So let's jump into these quotes, and hopefully you all can find some inspiration from at least one of these quotes. So, number one, the first quote is, don't be intimidated by what you don't know. That can be your greatest strength, and ensure that you do things differently from everyone else. And that is by Sarah Blakely. Sarah Blakely, she's one of America's richest self-made women, who is worth approximately $1 billion, and you'll never believe what brought her that fortune.
Lord, please share it.
Undergarments. Yes, ladies. She has a Spanx line, as well as she also added yoga wear and jeans. You know how we all love yoga. Okay, so the second quote is by Sheryl Sandberg, and she is the COO of Facebook. She states, option A is not available, so let's kick the, and I'm not going to say the word, but let's kick the ish out of option B. I love that. The third quote by one of my favorite womanpreneurs is Lori Grenier, and you all may be familiar with her from the ABC show Shark Tank. She states, dear optimist, pessimist, and realist, while you guys were busy arguing about the glass of wine, I drank it. Sincerely, the opportunist. And I think I'm the opportunist. Yes, she hits that right on the nail. Okay, the fifth quote is, if we can learn to deal with our discomfort and just relax into it, we'll have a better life. And that quote comes from Melody Hobson. Now, Melody Hobson, she's the president of Ariel Investments, as well as she is a chairwoman on many boards, which includes Disney Animation. How cool is that? The next quote is by a woman who has helped pave the way for the cosmetic industry, Mary Kay Ash. She stated, aerodynamically, the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly, but the bumblebee doesn't know that. So it goes on flying anyway.
Wow. Really interesting analogy.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, number seven comes from Barbara Cochran, who is a magnate in real estate, and she is also known to the world as an investor, again, on ABC Shark Tank. She stated, the difference between successful people and others is how long they spend time feeling sorry for themselves. Oh, how I so agree with that.
Exactly. Think about it. The time that you're spending on the pity party is the time that could be used productively. In fact, use that energy to be productive.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we're moving down the list here. Eileen Fisher, she founded an eco-friendly organic women's loungewear in 1984. She stated, life-fulfilling work is never about the money. When you feel true passion for something, you instinctively find new ways to nurture it.
Yes, follow your passion. Be faithful to your passion, and the money will soon follow. I love
that. Yes, girl, me too. Okay, so the ninth quote is, if you are successful, it is because somewhere, sometime, someone gave you a light or an idea that started you in the right direction. Remember also that you are indebted to life until you help some less fortunate person, just as you were helped. And that wise quote is from Melinda Gates. You may be familiar with her last name because she is the wife of Bill Gates.
Yes.
She is much involved with the Gates Foundation mission to fund projects that will impact global health. Okay, and here we are at the last quote. This one is by Andrea Young. She is the former CEO of Avon, and presently she runs Grameen America. Okay, so Grameen America is a finance organization. She stated, my parents ingrained in me early on that the perfect score is always something to strive for. I want to win, and I want to succeed no matter what.
Yes, I love that fire. And having the absolute desire of wanting to succeed is a part of the formula to actually succeeding, you know.
Yeah. Like, so definitely true, Jasmine. And I think now is a perfect time to bring out our special guest.
Yes, so this woman is the owner of a dessert and catering business that specializes in flavors that go far beyond the traditional idea of sweet treats. I've had her treats. They're amazing. Let's welcome Tamika Cobb.
Woo!
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for joining us today, Tamika.
All right. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you just right then.
So I'm excited. We're going to jump right into the interview. So, Tamika, please tell the world about Sweet Teas, Desserts, and Catering.
Absolutely. I started in 2006, actually just on a whim, on the suggestion of one of my friends. I was doing dinner parties all the time, and I wasn't really baking as much then, and, you know, one of my friends, she's like, you know what, you should be a caterer. I'm like, you know what, I think you're right. So I've been kind of filling my way through for the past 10 years part-time. July of this year, I actually left my nice plush job at the biggest Honda dealership in the country and decided to go full-time as an entrepreneur, and recently moved back to Youngstown, Ohio, my hometown from Columbus, Ohio, where I've been most of my adult life. So the business is booming, and it's going great.
That is wonderful. And, again, kudos to you for taking that step of quitting your job. That takes amazing strength and faith. And so congratulations with that. Now, I've seen your menu. Personally, I have a weak spot for apple pie, but you do have so many delicious treats to choose from. So tell us, what are your most popular treats?
Well, you know what? Desserts may not seem like it, but they're very seasonal. Right now I'm getting a lot of requests for peach cobbler, and all of my banana desserts are very popular. So I have a banana pudding cake and also a banana pudding cheesecake that I get a lot of orders for.
Mm. I don't even like banana, but I've seen pictures, and I just want to get a cake just because the cake looks so good. So any difficulties when you first started your business? And if you did, how so?
Well, I mean, every business has difficulties, and I think a lot of businesses, no matter what industry you're in, have a lot of the same difficulties. For me, the biggest thing was with food costs. Like, I didn't know what to charge. Like, and I have friends now who are starting food businesses who always call me, like, how do I price this? You just really don't know. I mean, sourcing, figuring out what stores to go to. Do I go to the big box stores, or do I go to the grocery store to try to buy all organic, or do I buy local? And then, okay, so now I bought this food and I'm cooking it all. Then what do I charge for my labor? A lot of people don't take that into consideration. I may have only paid $200 for the food, but I spent 25 hours running around getting stuff and then another 10 hours cooking it. And, you know, you have to make sure you pay yourself what you're worth, or it's not worth you doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now tell us, Tamika, what is your inspiration behind going into the dessert business?
My mom is like the bomb dessert maker, but she's very simple when she does things. Like, I just go all out of bounds and do all kinds of crazy stuff. And for whatever reason, my mom can just use flour, sugar, and butter, and it tastes better than anything you've ever tasted. So we always, growing up, like, we didn't eat, like, desserts from the store. We didn't eat Little Debbie's and sweets and candy. My mom would bake, like, a whole big batch of cookies. There were six of us. I probably should say that, too. Six brothers and sisters in the house. So she would bake a whole batch of cookies, a whole batch of brownies from scratch, a couple pies. And that's what we would eat up for all week whenever we wanted something sweet. So even to this day, I don't eat sweets unless they're homemade because that's what she did. So that kind of got me into thinking, can I take homemade baked goods and make them into, you know, like extravagant desserts that people will want to present at parties and things like that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely amazing. So looking back to when you first started your business, is there any advice that you would give yourself, your younger self?
I think it would be to be patient. I mean, and I'm still learning that now, 10 years later, because mm-hmm. I always want everything to be perfect right now. And things take time. There's still things that I can look back and say I did wrong that are 5 or 6 years ago that are affecting me now, and I wish I just would have took more time to sit down and do everything right the first time than trying to rush through, like, I got to get this done right now. It's a business is a process, no matter what kind of business you're in.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true, no matter what type of business, because I share a similar experience as well. I think you hit it right on the nail, Tamika. Wonderful. And, again, we truly appreciate you stopping by Dine on Life. Now, please tell the world how they can order your dessert as well as how your customers can find you online.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to order desserts, you can check out some of my selection. It's not the full selection, but my website is 36weets36sweets.com. You can also check me out on Facebook, same tag, facebook.com/36sweets. If you would like to order dinners, I do sell dinners on the weekend. I have a part-time restaurant location, and that restaurant location is 3662 Powers Way in Youngstown. And you can go to youngstowndinners.com to see what the selection and the menu is. And that's also posted on my Facebook page as well.
Great. Thank you, Tamika, so much for stopping by Dine on Life and giving us insight on your brand and how you started.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you guys too.
All right. Dine on Life listeners, if your Land or Range Rover or Jaguar vehicles are giving you problems, don't rid of your luxury vehicle. Contact Elite Auto Parts to get you back rolling again.
Elite Auto Parts is an auto dismantler for foreign cars, specializing in used Jaguar and used Land Rover and Range Rover parts. They offer financing, and they also ship across America. Go to EliteAutoParts.com and place your order today.
And if you're in the Southern California region, you can call them directly at 818-767-0445 and tell them that Dine on Life sent you.
All right, let's jump back into it, the progression of women. History is presently being made right now, with Hillary Clinton running for president, as we all know. But how much do we really know about Hillary Clinton? So let's take the time to get to know her.
Yes, let's jump right into it.
Okay, so here's some fun facts about Hillary. She was born in Chicago, and she is a Scorpio, such as Felicia. And it's to no surprise, she is a women's rights activist. She graduated with honors from Yale Law School, courses on children and medicine, and completed one postgraduate year of study.
Mm-hmm. With her presently running for the highest office in the land, it has come up in many conversations from 1998, okay, that's almost 20 years ago, about her husband and the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. Now, I personally don't think that has anything to do with what she's doing today. And after all, she is not the one who cheated on her husband. And my goodness, it was almost 20 years ago.
Right. So right now, let's get into her campaign issues. According to her campaign site, Clinton talks about a wide variety of issues that she believes in. Some of them include lowering student debt, improving the health care coverage, and women's rights. Oh, and she also supports the death penalty, and it states it should be implemented and exceptional cases, end quote.
Lowering student debt. I bet many Americans can relate to that.
Yeah, I definitely can. I mean, just think about it. It's crazy. We go to school and, you know, just coming out of high, you know, we went to the same high school. Coming out of high school, I don't recall them at any point, and I was in advanced classes, teaching us anything about debt at all. It was more so, I even remember a teacher telling me to tell my parents to take out another loan on the home, and I don't even know how all that worked, but we ended up getting a private loan, like we didn't do any of that extra stuff. But I am, what was that? That was in 2004. It is 2016. That loan is still being paid on. I have four kids later, and that loan is literally still being paid on. I mean, it's not even, it's not late. It's not, it's the best thing on my credit. I don't play with them because they're not going to play with me. But, you know, it's hard. I wish someone would have explained exactly what was going on when I even, because the loans are actually in my name. They're not in my parents. And it makes it harder because I know people who didn't have their parents to back them up or co-sign it. How do you, it's difficult to pay for that. Like, I'm an adult with four kids and married. I'm still paying on a student loan when I need to be preparing for my children to go to college.
Right. Girl, I definitely can relate, and I love how you mentioned that some people were not fortunate enough to have their parents help them out with their loan by co-signing, because when you said that, girl, I raised my hand like I'm a child in a classroom. Hello, that's me. I funded my college all by myself. Some of my tuition was paid through cash from working my behind off, and of course, like everyone else, Sally Mae is my auntie, and that's the auntie I can't stand. I just don't understand that why, you know, okay, going to a junior college like a community college is very affordable. You know, some people really do want to attend a university, which we know is much more expensive, especially if you're coming from out of state. And I was hit with the out-of-state fees because I grew up and spent the majority of my childhood in Ohio. Although where I earned my degree is my birth state in California. But, yeah, you have to be living there for X amount of years to be considered a resident, and I did not want to put my educational career on hold. Okay, fine. I think that, okay, we have to pay for college, which we do, right? We have to pay. That's why we have student debt. I think that depending on your major, let that reflect in their tuition, because some careers obviously earn more than other careers. Like if you're going to school to be an engineer, if you get a job in that field, oh, and that's another thing, if you get a job. But anyhow, if you get a job in the field of your major, if you're an engineer, you're making big bucks. But if you're going to that same university to become a teacher, your salary is significantly less, but you still have approximately the same amount of debt. So what do you think about that, Jess?
I think it's ridiculous. That was actually my original major, early childhood education, and it is one of the first things that the teacher asked me in my foundation course. Well, he asked everyone, why do you want to be a teacher? First day of class. For writing, he stopped everyone and he said, I just want you guys to know that I don't care what you're writing, but I do know that the one thing that should not be on your paper is because you like kids. It's not normal for you to not like kids. Everyone likes kids. But if you think you're going to do this because you like kids, it's not going to get you anywhere. You have to have a passion for it. No teacher is still a teacher and has been a successful teacher because they didn't care and they didn't have a passion. But I will tell you, no teacher who is still a teacher got that education and paid for those loans out of pocket without struggling. I've never met one, and I have plenty of teachers in my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. And it isn't fair because I have a friend who went for engineering. And you're absolutely right. Like, had I chosen to, and I still love the idea, like, I think I might still go back. My cousin, that's what she did. She just went back and decided, let me be a teacher. But you have to be financially ready for that, because I'm never going to come out of school after doing the same amount of time as my friend who became an engineer and make the same amount of money as he is. And our debt is the same.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Okay, so moving on. Improving health care coverage is another issue that I know many Americans can relate to.
Absolutely. I know that some things are just unexpected, such as diseases that aren't curable. But the cost of health care is absolutely horrid. In fact, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation Health Research and Education Trust, annual premiums for employers sponsored family health coverage reached $16,351 this year alone, and which is up 4% from last year, with workers on average, okay, workers on average paying $4,565 toward the cost of their own coverage.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it's not, I guess, you know what, though? I mean, we both work jobs, and as parents, I believe it. Yeah, you know, when you look at that check and you see, oh, I mean, you get used to it. This is how much they took out for insurance, and you kind of get excited when it's like, oh, I get 5 pays this month. I'm excited because they ain't taking nothing out of that last check for insurance. But it's expensive. It's quite costly. And goodness, it's a lot. Gosh, it's a lot, especially when you paid that, like, for me, you paid all of that, and you ain't never been sick.
Thank you. I was going to say, give me my money back if I don't ever see the doctor.
Like, I was sick. We did regular, simple checkups. You know, the kids didn't have to go except for every once a year. They didn't even have to get, you know, shots unless it was a requirement. You know, they stayed up to date with shot records. But they went at the same time, so it wasn't like I went to 5 different appointments or whatnot.
Right.
Why am I going to the doctors once every year, but I'm paying you once a week? And it's
pimping at its finest.
Ain't it, though? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is exactly that, pimping at its finest. As a matter of fact, I don't want my money back. I don't go to the doctor that often because I take care of myself at home. I want my money back. So make that happen, Hillary.
Yes. Oh, goodness. So, yeah, the progression of women, technically, Hillary Clinton is not the first woman to run for president. In fact, there are 5 other women who sought after the highest office in the land. In 1872, Victoria Woodhull ran after the Equal Rights Party. Ran under the Equal Rights Party, apologize there. There were no official votes recorded, and her platform was universal suffrage, political reform, civil rights, and social welfare.
Yes, Woodhull was the first woman to seek the office, and Frederick Douglass was her running mate. In fact, he was the first African-American ever to be nominated for vice president.
Yes, put that in the history book. So, Gracie Allen, she ran for president in 1940 under the Surprise Party, surprise, and according to Time Magazine, her campaign included a mock party convention, a national whistle-stop tour, an endorsement from Harvard University, and an invitation from Eleanor Roosevelt herself to speak to the National Women's Press Club. Okay, so third, there was Shirley Chisholm. She ran in 1972 and called herself the candidate of the people. She ran under the Democrat Party, and her platform was equal rights and the economic justice. And 1972 was a hot year because Linda Genesee, also ran. She received 380 votes, I apologize, with the Soloist Work Reform was women's liberation, and for more war in Vietnam. And lastly is Jill Stein. She ran in 2012 under the Green Party, receiving 469,015 votes. Her platform was green jobs and environmental projections. And according to Time Magazine, her presidential candidacy was the most successful ever to be conducted by a woman. I'm tripping over all my words today.
Wow. Now, I think that understanding the history of women will impact the minds of many people to keep the progression flowing.
Yes, definitely. And so now we're going to jump right into our positivity segment. Today's positive tea segment will include 5 positive quotes by Empower Women, thanks to PositiveProvocations.com.
Okay, I'm excited. Please share, Jazz.
Okay, the first one is from the queen of media, Oprah Winfrey. She states, passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you.
Ah, so very true.
Yes, the very next quote is by Helen Keller, who is an author and a political activist. She states, when one door of happiness closes, another door opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us.
Absolutely. I love that quote. It's very relatable.
Indeed. So, third, it is this belief in a power larger than myself and other than myself, which allows me to venture into the unknown and even the unknowable. And that is from Maya Angelou. The next quote is in philanthropist Angelina Jolie. And she states, I don't believe in guilt. I believe in living on impulse as long as you are never intentionally hurt. As long as you never intentionally hurt another person and don't judge people in your life, I think you should live completely free.
That hits home for me. I completely believe in not judging others because, after all, who are we to judge another person?
Exactly. And, Felicia, I personally know you will love this last quote, which is by Audrey Hepburn.
Okay, let's hear it.
I believe in pink. I believe that it's the best calorie burner. I believe in kissing a lot. I believe in being strong when everything seems to be going wrong. I believe that happy girls are the prettiest girls. I believe that tomorrow is another day, and I believe in miracles.
Oh, yes. Laughing definitely feeds the soul, and happiness draws in positive energy, and I definitely believe in miracles.
Yes, and I love pink. Not that it's, like, my favorite color, but, you know, blue is kind of up there.
You have to be the pink starburst. Like, seriously, treat yourself like royalty. You are the pink starburst, ladies.
Yes. So often, you know, women don't take the time to love themselves. You need to love yourself. I don't care if you just polish your nails for 5 minutes out of the day. That's 5 minutes where you literally only focused on yourself, even if it was just that one nail that was getting on your nerves. You focus on yourself. Definitely do that.
That's definitely great advice because think about it. And as women, we have so many roles, especially if you're a mother or whether you have a role in your workplace or if you own your own business. To be successful in your role, you have to take care of you because you won't be any good for anything else or anyone else.
Exactly. So we will definitely take a look at the page. I'm going to share some information this week about just tips and tricks. We're mothers. It's difficult, but it's not impossible to take time for yourself. So we'll definitely be sharing a few tips and tricks on things to focus on you.
Yes.
I actually stole that idea of polishing your nails off of the doctors. Like, literally, it helps. I've tried it, like, right after the show. It makes you focus on you.
Yes.
So there you have it, Down on Life listeners. A positive quote by Empowered Woman segment. And if you want more inspiration, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dine on Life.
Yes, and today we served the dish on the insights of the progression of women. The appetizer was fun and the dish got real and we were refreshed with some positive tea.
I want to thank our guest, Tamika Cobb of Sweet Teas and Catering, for stopping by, serving a dish on her wonderful company, and the tea of being an entrepreneur.
Go to our site, blogtalkradio.com/Dine on Life, and serve the dish on your opinions of what we talked about today. Also, follow us on Facebook for daily motivational positive updates at facebook.com/Dine on Life.
And don't forget to read updates. On our website, dineonlife.org, where we serve the dish on real-life experiences and share our opinions on news updates.
Thank you for tuning in.
And we'll dine with you next week, guys. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
Woo!
Bye.
Yay. I'm glad that we did that. I know it's